There's a great fundraiser happening this weekend supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Get along to Napier Hall, which is just out of Albany. A nice Sunday drive out there because you can catch Terry Bennett, who's just won himself an award. I'll talk about that very shortly. And also Kate Hindle, who's returning to Albany. We caught up with Kate Hindle a couple of years ago and she's on the line again now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very good. Kate, a lot's happened since we last had a chat.
Well, I've graduated from Whopper a few years ago, and then I moved to Tamworth, and I lived in Tamworth for a while, and then I had a bit of an issue with my back, and I ended up in a wheelchair, and yeah, so that wasn't very fun, and I had a few back operations, so I decided it's best to move back home where I have the support from my family and my friends, and I can recover fully, which thankfully I have been on the road to recovery these last few months, and I'm getting back into things.
Has thinking about music sort of helped along the recovery process, thinking about your next big project?
Oh, definitely. I have so much going on that I have it all to look forward to and keep on moving forward, so I don't have to dwell in, you know, what's gone wrong and, you know, what's happening and whatnot. So it's good to write all these feelings on paper, and which I have done over the last few months. I, you know, wanted to show my positivity through my songs because, you know, it was a hard time, but I just wanted to keep on going and get through it all. So I wrote a song called Ready for the Ride, because I am, and I just finished recording it, and it's going to be an album. So that's the title of the album, and it's going to be released in January. So that's been pretty much all I've been doing lately, is working on the recording and focusing on a tour. So, yeah.
Which includes down here, just out of Albany. I don't want to confuse people because, you know, we say you're coming to Albany and people think you might be somewhere in town, but you're actually heading to Napier, which is just out of town at the Napier Hall on Sunday. If you are heading along, I guess people can bring along something for Arvo Tea.
Yeah, I think on the poster. There's a poster on my Facebook as well as Terry Bennett.
And you also have done a few collaborations. Of course, last time we had a chat, you were with Brian Letton, Australia's number one country crooner. He was down here.
Yeah,
he's actually from this area, isn't he? He's from around Ravensthorpe, I believe.
Ravensthorpe. Oh, Katanning. Is it
Katanning? Katanning. Okay.
Mighty Katanning or Narragin. One of those.
He's a local.
There.
So you've spent a bit of time performing at Brian Letton, but this time you're going to be with Terry Bennett. And as I mentioned at the top, he has just won an award over in Queensland in the past few days. He's taken out Best Album and Best Instrumental.
Yeah, he's incredible. Absolutely amazing. I've been performing with Terry for a really long time. So I think it's been about 7 years, maybe? 7, 8 years. And we always love getting together and playing, and you know, we love the joy that it brings, and yeah, it's amazing. So we're really looking forward to Sunday.